Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Reef Ethics. My name is Reverend Father Ambrose Bunny, the parish priest of Our Lady of Victory Catholic Church, Rumodumaya, Port Harcourt Diocese, River State. But just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Suzette Ebelechi Nyesuwike, the initiator of Reef Ethics.
Greetings to our sweet and loving people of River State, and welcome to another episode of Rivetics on Radio, our character building weekend show. Please remember that Christmas is a time of both celebration and reflection. This episode is titled The Birth of Christ. One of the major lessons of Christmas is unconditional love. The birth of Christ is a major expression of God's love. God so loved the world that he gave his son to save the world. Love is the strongest force in the world. Love is both empowering and liberating. Love unites. Love heals. Love forgives. Love rewards. Love blesses. Love protects. Love builds up. True love is sacrificial and endures long. Love is not discriminatory, partial, or self-serving. True love will always project kindness. True love will not project pride and arrogance. True love will project service to family and community. True love will not project harm and danger to others, but will rather bear the burdens of others. Christmas is a season to reflect on the true love as demonstrated by God Himself, who came among us to show us how to live our lives accountably. Christmas is a great time of family and community reunion, a time for stock-taking on how we are coming along in our responsibilities in the family and the community. How well do we understand the lesson of love that God demonstrated some 2,000 years ago? If we do understand it well, why then should there be any more incidents of grave vices like murder, robbery, kidnappings, rape, domestic violence and the like in our society? These issues deserve serious consideration from all of us at this time. Christmas is a time of reflection in addition to all the rejoicing, felicitations and celebrations. As we reflect on these things, let us pray for better understanding and greater commitment to the divine will of God and service to mankind. Our guest speaker today is Reverend Father Ambrose Bunny, a distinguished Catholic parish priest. He will be sharing with us the lessons on the birth of Christ. Please enjoy the episode and, of course, learn from the many lessons. Our great Rivers people, enjoy a very, very Merry Christmas, and don't forget to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Reef Ethics on Radio. I'll be speaking on the birth of Christ. And my name is Reverend Father Ambrose Bunny, parish priest, Our Lady of Victory Catholic Church, Rumodumaya, Port Harcourt, River State. I am your host for today. In a sense, it could be said that mankind have been getting ready for the birth of Christ since the fall of Adam. God made Adam in a state of blessedness, and he gave to Adam all that is necessary for him to survive. But insatisfaction in Adam and Eve made them to disobey God. When they were tempted by Satan, they fell from the original plan of God. And when they committed that original sin, God in his mercy did not stop there. God decided to come down again in human form to redeem man, to bring man back to his original state, because it is the fullness of God's creation. Man was the last thing created by God. Yet God so much invested power into man that gave the whole creation to man to be in charge. And so stage by stage, we see God drawing this grace, bringing people, forming people again. And then at each stage, he will raise up a leader to gather the people as an important in history, to bring about again redemption and that fraternal love between man and God. We take a look at the Old Testament, that Abraham, through the existing of one true God, was able to unite and form a people. He did all that and became the father of all nations. At a particular time in history, Moses gathered the 12 tribes of Israel and then gave them the law, which became the Decalogue. As if that was not enough, David founded the loyal line from which the Messiah was eventually to be born. Particular time in history, we saw Solomon that buried the first temple, which was both the official dwelling place of God and the symbol of Christ, of God's people. When we go through the New Testament and the Old Testament, we see that the New Testament draw this message and all that happened from the Old Testament. And in the Old Testament, all the minor prophet and the major prophet actually foretold the coming of the Messiah. Isaiah was a key player. Michael also explained this. So in all this preparation about the incarnation was something so serious, but yet the full definition of the birth of Christ was not given on an open time. Be that it is, the incarnation, God coming to identify himself with man, since in the first instance Adam disappointed God, God need to renew the nature of man, need to bring man back to the original state to continue that friendship. The people of the Old Testament taught the people about all this, how God is coming. Even when the time came, they did not recognize and they did not know. In those days, we know particularly during the birth of Christ, that there was a decree went forth from the Roman Emperor, Caesar Augustus, commanding that all the people of the empire should be enrolled. Each have to give his own name in his own city, that is, in the tribe and in the city of which he will belong. Saint Joseph and Mary went to Bethlehem, the city of David, because they were of the family of that king. But the city, being crowded with strangers, have come for the enrollment. They could not obtain a lodge in the inn, and were forced to seek shelter in the stable outside the city. And it came to pass that when they were there, Mary brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him up in the swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. That is the Savior, of which everything came into life through him. But now he could not find anywhere among his dwelling people. The prophet Micah had foretold that the Savior would be born at Bethlehem. But how would it likely that this prophecy would be fulfilled, seeing that she was to be chosen to be the mother of the divine Savior, dwelt at Nazareth, the province of God, directed that the pagan emperor of Rome should order all the subjects to be enrolled, and that this decree should be executed in Judea at the very time when the birth of the Redeemer was at hand. Obedient to authority, Mary and Joseph journeyed to Bethlehem to inscribe their name in the city from which originated their royal race. And thus, the Roman emperor was to take a part in the fulfillment of the prophecy that the Redeemer would be born in Bethlehem, the city of David. Jesus Christ is true man, born of the Virgin Mary, the child of Mary, the son or the descendant of David, but is also true God, the son of the highest, as we announced to the Blessed Virgin Mary by the angels. He shows himself to our sight as man, for the cliff we can see nothing but a little child. But he revealed himself as God to us in hearing, for his angels came and announced that the little child in the crib is the Savior, Christ the Lord himself. Therefore, let us fall on our knees before the cliff and adore the child, then say, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Almighty Father, Son of the Father. The eternal Son of God became man and hid in omnipotence and majesty under the form of a poor, helpless child. He, the Lord, took the form of a servant and became like unto us in all things, sin except. Why did he become man? Why did he suffer and died? Why did he wish to redeem us? It was because he loved us with an infinite and divine love. God so loved the world as to give his only begotten Son, as is recorded in John Gospel chapter 3 verse 16. Let us therefore love God, because God first of all loved us. Let's take a short break. Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Reef Ethics on radio. I have been speaking on the birth of Christ, and my name is Reverend Father Ambrose Barney, the parish priest of Our Lady of Victory Catholic Church, Rumudumaya, Port Harcourt, River State. I'm your host for today. The Son of God became man to suffer for us, to make satisfaction for our sin, and to redeem us from sin and hell. All his life he suffered unspeakable to us, and suffering began with his birth. He came into the world in a state of utmost poverty and humiliation. For the Son of God to take to himself human nature at all world have been an infinite humiliation. Even he has been born in a royal palace and lay at his bed on the sacred cushion. In the golden garden, he wished to humble himself with more, and therefore was born into the world in a poor stable laid in rudest of crib. The Lord of the universe, the Son of David, of whose kingdom there will be no end, could not find a home in the city of David. Shut out from the dwelling of men, rejected by human society, he was driven to find a refuge among the beasts, and wrapped in the chorus of the swaging bands, was laid in a manger belonging to the shepherd, because at the birth of Christ there was no room for him. As we celebrate in history his glorious birth, we need to open up our homes and hearts for Christ to enter and already share our homes with all our relatives, strangers, and everyone. Since Christ could not get comfort at his birth, we need to give to all comfort. Christ was not accepted in any home. We need to accept all. There was pains, there was difficulties at this celebration. We need to ease the pains of people. It is not the time to create pains and panic in the society. No one could ready to share time with the Master. At this Christmas time is the time to share our time, to share our talent, and to share our resources. The scripture tells us that the fowls has holes and the birds of the air nest, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. He has no comfortable little bed, no soft warm pillow. His tender body lay on the hard straw in the narrow crib and was exposed to the damp and run winter. A piece of wood at his death. That was all that Jesus received from this world. Truly, the divine infant was poorer than the poorest child. The Lord chose on himself this extreme poverty and humility to make satisfaction even from his birth for our many sins of pride, for the concupiscence of the eyes and of the flesh, and to give to us an example of humility, self-denial, mortification. Man fell by pride, deceiving what was impossible, namely to be as God. And his fall was so deep that he fell into the bondage of Satan and the concupiscence of the eyes of the flesh, into sin and the crib of the beast description. In order to free us from sin and evil, God the Son became man and was like to us in all things, sin only exempted, so that we might become once he humbled himself, that we might be exalted. He became poor, that we may be rich in grace, and richer still someday in heaven. Let us thank him as we kneel before him and renounce all pride, avalanche, fleshly desire. Jesus, who we celebrate at Christmas, is so humble, poor, and patient. Yet, why is it that we are so proud of the little thing we have, of the little opportunity we have, the chances we have in our life? Why is it that we want to use the Christmas season as a time for covetousness? People root offices, people root market. People increase the price of things. Yet at the time of Jesus, when we celebrate this, nothing was there. People were so impatient at the time of Christmas. Go to the motor park, go to the airport. You see the impatience of man. as if life is going to end. Jesus that we celebrate at this season is humble, poor, and patient with time. We need to be patient with each other. We need to be patient with our friends. We need to be patient with situation. The angel sings the praise. Glory to God in the highest. Our redemption began at the birth of Christ. For this season, the angel rejoiced and sang, glory to God. The unbelief and disobedience of man have been robbed God of honor due to him. Jesus Christ restored the honor of God by being obedient to his heavenly Father, even unto death on the cross, and by teaching the one true faith in God and the one true worship of God. Christmas is a season that all we need to do to give glory to God, that the sin committed by Adam that brought disobedience, that brought sin into the world, is again raised, where the angels, where the shepherd, and those who witnessed the birth of Christ will say glory to God. It is a time to sing glory. In what way can we sing this glory? We can only sing this glory when we do what is right and be of help to each other. Peace to men of good will. Our Lord Jesus Christ has brought peace to man by reconciling earth to heaven and willing pardon and grace for us. The peace on earth which leads to eternal peace of heaven can only be obtained by those men who are of good will. That is, by those who are willing to believe the doctrine of Christ, who are correspond his grace. The shepherds were men of good will. They believed the angels. They hastened to obey his injunctions. It is in this way that we should obey inward admonition of grace to do what is right. If we do this, we shall one day be with Jesus in heaven. And so we must give peace a chance. A lot of things happen at Christmas time. People convert this peace that it is will be the greatest of all time. Look at the villages. Look at our street. Look at our state. The work of peace is to be obedient to each other, to accept each other. Peace is something that each of us can give. And so let us give peace a chance. In our churches, in the market, in school, on the road, even when it is because of even sometimes the way we drive our car as we go on the road, nobody is patient. Nobody wants to give peace a chance. And that affects the society. Look at the bad boys and bad girls on the street causing confusion there and there. The work of peace and an integral work. Not only the government can give peace. It is a communal something. We must cooperate with the government. We must work together. Peace is a communal act. It begins with the individual, interpersonal, and now work with the community. And so the effect of this Christmas on our season, we know at a time like this, there is a boost in production. People produce a lot of things, even sometimes fake. But we must know that if actually we are celebrating the birth of Christ, our production or whatever that we need to do is supposed to be the best of all. Because Christmas now gives out an idea of two dimensions. The birth of Christ as incarnation and the birth of Christ as a last day. Christ is coming. In which way? Apart from physical encounter. Are we really preparing for the last day of Christ? Supposing this Christmas is my last day on earth, can I fully give account of all that I have done? Why do we celebrate this Christmas if it is not Christ that we are celebrating? How important is this Christmas to our family? It is a time that we come together. Family live together. It was at that time that is Caesar Augustus asked the people to go to their hometown. Joseph took his wife Mary to his hometown to register. Of course, we can say, if a whole year you wouldn't have gone home, Christmas is a good time to go home. Mingle with your people. Bring the peace of Christ. Sing together glory of God. It's not a time to make trouble. It's a time that family is to be together. The true message of Christmas is God came to identify with man. And so identified with people. You cannot identify with war, with insecurity. If you are coming to me, come with peace. Peace upon the earth. And that is what we should be. There is no way we can celebrate this Christmas without peace. Let's take a short break.
Don't sit. There are things to be done.
Every day.
With your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough. But with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, This is Reef Ethics on Radio. I have been speaking on the birth of Christ, and my name is Reverend Father Ambrose Bani, the parish priest of Our Lady of Victory Catholic Church, Rumudumaya, Port Harcourt, River State. I'm your host for today. Christmas is a time to deepen our faith. It's a time for hope. It's a time for love. It is a journey towards maturity in Christ. It is a time that we truly accept Christ. We must be ready in two dimensions, physical, and then again the parousia, the end time, that Christ is coming. And so that would not make me, in the Catholic Church, we have the Advent season. The same thing almost close at the Lenten season. Even though the penance at the Advent season is not as rigorous as that of the Lenten season. But that preparation is that Christ is coming to identify with us. And Christ cannot dwell where sin abound. Christ must live where there is holiness, there is righteousness, as God came down to redeem man. So make sincerity. Be ready. Again, we must understand that the time for Christmas, that is a time to care and to change. We see that again in the Gospel of Mark. How the beginning, he said, this is the beginning of the good news according to our Lord Jesus Christ. Mark tells us that a voice appeared in the wilderness. John the Baptist, about change of heart, about change of way. And so the Advent season is a period of preparation. Our mindset must be changed. Our idea must be changed. And everything must channel towards the redemption, must channel towards God. Brothers and sisters, we need to change our life. The mindset we have towards our society, to one another, we must change our understanding of life. There are a lot of churches everywhere, and yet the word of God being preached in every way, but yet trouble everywhere. Is it that the message is not preached properly? Is it that people misinterpret the message? If we do not have a true mindset and change our way, there is only one God. Irrespective of the churches we attend, turn to Jesus. Christmas is a time to lay hold to Jesus in a strong will. Fostering the greatness in people, we must be able to help people. Christmas is a time to make someone great, encouraging change and the best for the people, making way for the light. John said, a voice that where the valley that has been so dark, prepare the way for the Lord. Christmas, Christ is the light of the world. And if Christ is coming to dwell in us, we must be able to become light. Nobody is particularly light upon himself, but that we must be an instrument. We must be close to God and close to the people. Two things involve here. Being close to God, if we say we are Christian, we know all the scriptures, we know everything in the Bible, and we have a poor human relationship, then we are deceiving ourselves. We must be able to reconcile that our ideal of God is translated into our human relationship. And so when we live well with each other, peace will be there. We are celebrating Christmas, the gift of life. Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, the gift of God's own life. Now the gift that we are to offer in this time, the gift of ourselves. Let all that at this Christmas time people bring packages, all kind of gifts are being offered. But like the gift of these three wise men that came to visit Jesus, that explain the gift of myrrh, frankincense, and gold. The ministerial priesthood and the common priesthood. The kingly office of Christ. And above all, Christ as a prophet. And so if you are offering any gift to anybody at this season, let the gift be a representative of you. Should be able to explain who you are. In this season again, another aspect that we must look at it is the Holy Family. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, we must live together. Our relationship by blood, relationship by the word of God, relationship by civil responsibility, and relationship by natural law. Do good and avoid evil. Natural law. We are called to meet Jesus as he comes daily in our lives in order to prepare for his final coming. When God's vision for mankind will come, become a reality, since a day will definitely come when our people will gather together in one family as brothers and sisters. The Lord wants us to start living now in harmony with one another. The Lord keeps coming to us in the midst of our daily toils and trials in order to lead us into everlasting joy. Therefore, Christ came into the world as he dawned on our darkness, so that we will believe in him, will receive him in their life, the Savior in their life. We celebrate Christ's manifestation to all men, the true light to all nations, calling us to become more and more filled with this light, to clothe ourselves, our community, in the universality of this light, to labor, to bring it to those who are and still in darkness. Like John, we are asked to make way for the light, None of us is the light. Our role is to let the light through the chunks of solid darkness litter our human landscape that appears in the mountainous task, beside which our ability and commitment look too small. What are we to compete with darkness? This season called on us to make some contribution, to look first at ourselves, to work quietly on the darkness that have hindered within us, the selfishness, the unforgiveness, the lack of love that keep the light of God, good news, from so many people. On the larger social issue community, we are challenged by the gospel of Christ to work together, working together to achieve our goal in security matters, unemployment, justice, and conflict resolution. This season will finally encourage us and challenge us that we need to help each other to leave behind familiar ways that have become destructive. We need help in different ways to contribute to the life of others, to reflect on what kind of person God wants us to be. His plan is that we live in fellowship with one another. We need to show faith to see the power of God working in us, and then that God will not abandon us in our weakness or poverty and sickness. The work He has started in us must be completed. We need each other's help and encouragement. Change for good. Go. We can do it. We need the best in each to better our society, to help each other, encouraging each other. We must be in a simple and a practical way. We need to change our mindset and attitude for better. In the words of Cardinal Newman, I will conclude. And Cardinal Newman said, to be human is to change. To be perfect is to have change often. Thank you.
Dear friends, this is the march we can take on today's edition of Reef Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reefethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends at your school or community. You can join the Reef Ethics family on Facebook or Twitter via at Reef Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706, or send us an email to reefethics@gmail.com. The Reef Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in Rivers State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5, 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening, with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday evening, program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.